This week's Parsha is Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos has a lot of happenings in the lives of the Avos and the Imahos. It begins in Perek Chaf Hei of Bereishis. Ayetar Yitzhak L'Hashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akarahi. Yitzhak is davening to Hashem for a child. His wife Rivka is barren after 20 years of infertility. She conceives. Atelech Lidrosh As Hashem. She goes to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber to figure out this pregnancy. When she walks by Yeshiva, it seems to be kicking the fetus. When she walks by Ovdei Avodah Zarah house, the fetus seems to be kicking. She is told that she has two nations who are within her. The two children are born. We have Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, and we have Esav, the Oved Avodah Zarah, and the man of the field, and the hunter. At the end of Perichav Hey, Yaakov is cooking a lentil stew, and Esav comes home hungry from the field. Pour me some of that red stuff, for I am hungry. Ayivis Esav Asa Bechora for a pot of soup. Esav sells the rights to the firstborn. And Perichav Av, the Torah narrative takes a break from this story to tell us about Yitzchak and Rivka dwelling in the land of Gerar. Avimelech sees her. He says, "She is my sister." Avimelech says, "What did you do to me?" Yitzchak lives in the valley of Gerar, and he digs the wells that his father had dug that had been stopped up. In Parachav Zion, we have the famous story where Rivka instructs her son Yitzchak to dress up in Esav's hunting clothing and receive the brachas, which is what my Dvar Torah is going to focus on. We also have the beginning of Parachav Ches, where Yaakov is told by his parents to run away. So I want to talk about the fact that Rivka tells her son, Yaakov, to dress up and to deceive his father. And we know that Yaakov is the Ish Tam Yoshev HaOhalim. He dwells in the yeshivas of Shem Ve'Ever. He is a man of Torah. We know Titein Emes Yaakov, Chesed Abraham. He is the man of truth. So how could we understand this? So I'm quoting from the Sefer called Welcome to Our Table, published by Feldheim, by Rabbi Ari Wasserman, who brings us a very beautiful Dvar Torah. The pasuk, when Rivka instructs her son to dress up in Esav's hairy hunting clothing and to go to his father, what does he say to him? What does he, Yaakov, say to her, Rivka? Vayomer Yaakov el Rivka imo. Yaakov says to Rivka, his mother. I'm in Perichov Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hein Esav achi ish sa'ir, v'anochi ish chalak. Wait a minute. He says, behold, my brother Esav is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth man. And then Perichov Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ulai yimusheni avi. Maybe father will feel me. V'hayisi be'enav kimisateya. I will be in his eyes like a deceiver. V'hevesi alai klala v'lo bracha, will bring upon me curse and not blessing. And his mother says, Alai kilalascha b'ni, just go, my son, listen to my voice. And the Targum tells us that she had a nevuah, that she knew that the brachos had to go to Yaakov. So the key to understanding Yaakov's seeming deceit of his father is in the Lashon HaKodesh word ulai, maybe. Perichav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ulai Musheni Avi, perhaps my father will feel me. I will be in his eyes like a deceiver. It will bring upon me curse and not blessing. Rabbi Ari Wasserman writes, Rivka instructed Yaakov to impersonate Esav, so he would be the one to receive the blessings bestowed by his father Yitzchak. Yaakov reminded his mother, Esav was hairy. He was smooth. If Yitzchak touched him, he would immediately pick up on the deception. So Rivka had Yaakov dress in Esav's distinctive hunting hairy garments. To complete the disguise, she covered his arms and his neck with goatskin. And this is how he went into Yitzchak, his father. Chazal, however, tell us that Yaakov was the epitome of honesty. Rabbi Wasserman quotes from Maseches Machos, and is proof. They quote Yaakov's words to Rivka. Chazal say, how do you know that Yaakov was the epitome of honesty? Because Yaakov said to his mother, Ulai yimusheni avi, perhaps father will feel me. V'hayisu be'enav kemisateya. I will be like a deceiver in his eyes. Why would this incident, says Rabbi Wasserman, which revolved not around honesty, but a seeming act of deception? Why do Chazal, Maseches Makos, Chav Dalet Aleph, cite this as proof of Yaakov's impeccable honesty? Why don't they cite as proof Yaakov's dealing with his father-in-law, related in Parshas Vayetze? It seems to be much stronger proof. Yaakov himself says, in 20 years of working with Laban, he was the perfect employee. He never made any personal use of Laban's property. He paid for all loss out of his own pocket. He worked day and night. He never stole a dime, so to speak. They didn't have dimes in those days, but he never stole a zuz from his father-in-law, Laban. And yet Chazal say, no, Chav Zayin Yud Beis Ulai Musheni Aviv. Yehuda Ha'isi Ba'inav Kemisatei is the proof that Yaakov is an Ish Emes. How can we understand this? Rabbi Ari Wasserman quotes from Rav Avram Mordechai Alter of Ger, the Ger Rebbe known as the Imre Emes. We can answer this question by studying the words of this pasuk, says the Imre Emes. There are two words in Lashon HaKodesh for perhaps. One is ulai. Here it is used in our parsha, Aleph, Vav, Lamed, Yod, where in Parshas Toldos. And the other is pen, pei, nun. We find in the Torah, says Rabbi Wasserman, that the word ulai implies the speaker would like to see a certain outcome materialize. For example, in Parshas Chayesara last week, when Avram instructed Eliezer to bring a wife from his birthplace for Yitzchak, Eliezer said, ulai, perhaps a woman will not want to come with me to this land. Chazal tell us there was a certain conflict of interest. Eliezer secretly hoped Yitzchak would marry his own daughter. If a woman from Avram's family refused to follow him back to Canaan, Eliezer's daughter's chances of marriage with Avram's son would be much better. And so he said, ulai, perhaps the woman won't want to go with me, meaning, hopefully, the woman will not want to come with me, and my daughter can be mishadech with Avram's son. So ulai in Chumash, Aleph, Vav, Lamed, Yod, reflects the fact that the speaker wants something to happen. On the other hand, pen, pei nun sofis, also means perhaps, but it suggests an unwanted outcome. This was the word Avram used to respond to Eliezer, says Rabbi Wasserman. Pen, beware, do not take my son back there. Pen means I don't want it to happen. And I myself am going to give you a different example of where you see that the word pen means lest, you don't want it to happen. And where do we see that? In Devarim Perek Yud Aleph, in what we call the second paragraph of Shema. So it's a pasuk that should be familiar to all of you. The pasuk says, Perek Yud Aleph of Devarim Pasuk Tesayin, Hishamru Lachem, be very careful, pen Yifte levavchem, lest your heart be deceived. Visartem, and you stray. Vavadatem Elohim acherim v'shtachavisem lam, and you worship gods of others and you bow down to them. So here the Torah says, Yishamu lachem, be very on guard. Pen yifte levavchem, lest, perhaps, maybe your heart will stray. But what the Torah is saying is we don't want it to happen. So ulai means I do want it to happen. Pen means I don't want it to happen. Going back to Rabbi Wasserman, here we go. Quoting the Imre Emes, Yaakov told Rivka, ulai yimusheni avi, perhaps my father will feel me. He used the word ulai and not pen, indicating this was actually the outcome he wanted. He was not afraid of being caught when his father felt his smooth skin. If anything, Lashon HaKodesh ulai indicates he hoped to be caught. He went along with Rivka's plan because it was inspired by prophecy. Furthermore, he had no choice but to obey his mother. It did not mean, however, he wanted to deceive his father. It did not mean he wanted to cheat his brother. The very thought of falsehood was so abhorrent to him, he actually wanted to be found out, which was indicated by ulai yimusheni avi, which means perhaps, hopefully, my father will feel me and he will realize that this is just a deception. The consequences would obviously be extremely unpleasant, but in Yaakov's opinion, anything was better than lying. Says Rabbi Wasserman, this is why the Gemara cites Davka, this pasuk, as proof of Yaakov's honesty. Yaakov was duty-bound by Kivud Eim to obey his mother, but he still hoped the trickery would be discovered before it was too late, even if the end result meant he would suffer. Vehevesi, that's why we can now understand the end of the pasuk. Vehevesi alai klala velo bracha, if father finds me out, which I hope he will, ulai, will bring upon me curse and not blessing. But nevertheless, because the Mida of Yaakov was absolute emes, he hoped to be found out. And that's where the Gemara can quote this pasuk, Perech of Zion, pasuk Gebez and Toldos, of proof that Yaakov was a man of truth. Besides with the fact that it's a beautiful pshat and a tremendous chiddush of the Imre Emes, of Avram Mordechai Alter of Geres Chusei Yagein Aleinu, it also reminds us of how profound, astute, prophetic, and divine Lashon HaKodesh is. In English, perhaps mean perhaps, maybe means maybe. But when you look at the word on Lashon HaKodesh, ulai meaning I want it to happen, And pen meaning I don't want it to happen, maybe and perhaps mean a lot more than just maybe and just perhaps. I mean, you'll learn a whole lesson of emes from the life of Yaakov, Avinu Titein emes leYaakov, and now we understand there was really no deception at all. He was doing kibud aim, but at the same time, he hoped his father would discover, even if the consequences were negative. We learn about the beauty of Lashon HaKodesh, and we also learn about the importance of living lives of emes in everything that we do, emulating the ways of the Bechir Shaba Avos Yaakov Avinu. I thank you for learning with me, and I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.